AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. You know who is here, Big Bang, Baby Jade, Shy Jones, and Big Homie Kodak. And it's time for that Big Facts Friday. What's going on?
What's the deal? What's up, my nigga?
Anybody got anything on their spirit, their heart, their mind? Anybody want to say something to start this off?
Yeah, we finna.
Oh, you jumping straight into it. Jay's jumping straight into it.
Yeah, Jay's
Jay hot date.
Oh, Jay trying to get up out of here?
Yeah, she got a hot date.
No, man, I don't go on dates.
What's the word of the day?
What, word of the day. My good people, is integrity.
Mm.
So the textbook Saltine definition is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles and moral uprightness. The state of being whole and undivided. The Urban Gerben definition is doing the right thing even when nobody's looking.
Mm.
Hmm.
Hmm. What is the right thing? Well, okay. So how can your integrity be infected?
You going to take us back to the last episode. Like,
how can your integrity be affected?
That's how can your integrity
be affected or change?
I think that your integrity can be affected or changed depending on your current or future circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It could be tried, but it could be changed.
Or it can be compromised.
It can be compromised. But what if you feel like something is wrong?
Your values can change, which means your integrity will change too, right?
Which means
if you change your values,
your moral compass will change because you might think something is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Until you're put in that situation. And then now you like, damn, I understand why she slapped the fuck out of Kodak or something. I don't know. Just right there.
Great example. So yeah, your the moral compass of your integrity can change based on the situation.
Yes.
Right. Well, what the hell is going on today?
Pizza, popcorn.
What popcorn, Jade?
I'm sorry. But I think so let me ask y'all this then, since we're speaking on integrity. When
Kodak, where's your integrity? No, go ahead. I'm just
he it's has
in,
none.
It's in his bottle.
Let's talk this shit. Go ahead.
Yeah. So in a situation where the integrity has been compromised, when a person's integrity has been compromised, who's to say whether or not they can come back from that compromisation? If that's a word.
It's not a word.
Okay.
It's a word.
Compromising situations.
Yeah.
Say it one more time.
In a situation where a person's integrity has been compromised.
Okay.
First of all, who's to say that their integrity has been compromised? Secondly, who's to say whether or not they can come back from that compromising situation?
I think you do that with yourself, right?
That's what I say. That's with yourself. Like, if somebody do some shit, and then the next day they're like, I should have did that shit. They know that compromised their integrity. They feel bad about it because they did some shit that they know is not part of their moral compass.
And integrity is within yourself, right?
Yes. Right? It's your beliefs and your moral compass. It's not
yourself.
Someone else's rules and shit. That's perception and all that shit. Integrity is kind of like within with you. You know what I mean?
Or within the company, because sometimes people, when they have companies, the company put out that letter and say,
the
company integrity don't, blah, blah, blah.
You violated company integrity or some shit. But at the end of the day, I think it can be compromised, but it can also change. Your integrity can just change. It's some shit that we feel like is some bullshit one day that we might not feel like it's some bullshit too. 3, 4, 5 years later.
And it's
shit
give
that
an
we
example.
Might you might stand on and be so passionate about, and then 5 years from now, I mean, this shit really ain't, I'm really just doing too much. Like, I don't even really care about this shit that much no more.
Facts.
Can you give an example?
What is a thing
that you think that, like, as a black man, that you guys have that's like an integrity as a black man?
What you mean? Like, what we allow?
Yeah, like, I guess
not letting nigga talk to you crazy.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
Because if a situation happened where a nigga do kind of get away with talking you crazy, you're going to feel like, damn, bro, I should have got damn.
You feel like if somebody disrespects you, you're losing your integrity?
Mm-mm. Integrity is to not allow someone to disrespect you.
Yeah. Right, okay.
But if it happens.
I don't think that's what integrity is.
No, that's not what the definition is.
That's not the
is.
Definition,
it's an
but
example
that's part
of it. That's
example.
One of your, part of your moral compass.
As a black
part of
man.
Your moral compass might be, if not to go back to this, but if a nigga slapped me like Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, it got, fuck it, I'm crashing out. But somebody else's integrity might be, I'll allow it to happen because I don't want to look a certain way and fuck up this and fuck up that. That's part of your moral compass.
Yeah,
I see.
Something. Everybody's moral compass is going to be different.
My mom used to say that your integrity is questioned when people aren't looking.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easy to do the right thing when everybody is in front of you. But when people heads is turned, are you still going to do that right thing?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean,
fuck you smiling at. Welcome to the party.
It's all about how you practice that shit.
What the definitions were?
Okay. One time again for the late bloomer.
Moral compass. But she can give you
the textbook saltine definition. The urban.
Yeah.
The urban says doing the right thing even when nobody's looking.
Like you were just saying.
Yeah.
But then it comes to like, what is the right thing? But the right thing is basically,
you know what the right thing is. I feel like there is never a situation where you don't know what the right
thing
is.
Changes for person.
So is integrity and morals the same thing?
But I'm saying, but you know what the right thing is for you.
For you.
Yeah.
Is the key. Yes.
Because I think integrity is more character based and morals are more personal beliefs.
Or is that society's or society?
I think he was asking me, he was asking just in general, like, are integrity and morals the same thing? I feel like integrity is more character based and morals are more based off of your personal beliefs.
So integrity, basically, you're not going to allow yourself to do something that, that go against what you stand on.
What you stand on, yes.
That you won't feel good about and you can't look in the mirror.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
But that would be morals too, right?
It's together. Kind of it's the same family. Is the moral compass is under integrity. Yeah. It's in the same family.
But you, but y'all say your integrity can change, though, right?
It can. Yeah. Your morals can change. It can
integrity, evolve. I feel like integrity
can evolve, change.
It's situational if you are not holding steadfast to your beliefs.
I think your beliefs can change. I think it's all about how you feel afterwards or the next day. Somebody might say at one point in their life, I'm not going to do this crime or crime. I'll never do it. Then they find themselves in a situation with their back against the wall.
Like robbing a bank?
It could be extreme like robbing a bank, but it could be as simple as snatching a purse. You see what I'm saying? So a motherfucker might feel like, man, I don't feel bad that I snatched the purse off a lady in Buckhead because she having money and I ain't got it. That's the mindset of some people.
Justification.
The justification. And they might not feel bad that day, the next day, the day after that, the day after that. But if their integrity comes around 5-10 years later, they might be like, damn, I wish I wouldn't. I don't feel right about that now.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what integrity is.
Either way, that's some bullshit.
What's some bullshit?
Snatching somebody purse.
Yeah,
because you need money. It's bullshit,
but in the criminal mind, it's not.
Yeah.
It's rob from the rich, take to the poor. That's the way a criminal would look like. I ain't saying it's right. It's just, that's a reality for some people. Mm. Especially sometimes they don't feel like it's the wrong thing. Or you're dangling it in their face.
I feel like if you're going to be a criminal, right?
Steal from the corporations.
Nah, it ain't even steal from no corporations because they still work hard for their shit. If you a criminal and you call yourself gangster and all that, you gonna still go to the other criminals and steal from them. Why go steal from like hardworking people?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like I just feel like it's
whatever
fair game
with the game, fair
yeah,
game.
It's fair
I
game
agree.
Over there.
Leave civilians
like,
out.
Why you go steal from a lady or old person? So, that don't
make sense. I agree with it. I got a question on the week with that.
Go over there with the crime. Like,
I got a question about that.
It's free game over there.
Listen, that's tradition. Going back, but that's tradition.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying. Go over there. They looking for it. They ready for that anyway.
I got a question about that. So you feel like stealing from a person same as stealing from a corporation?
Stealing is stealing.
Like,
but like, you know, some people steal based on need. Like there was a story came out a few days ago about a woman that stole like baby formula and shit from like a Target or some shit. And she had gotten in a wreck and her baby and her baby daddy had died in the wreck. And people were saying like, well, damn, they did all that for somebody stealing baby formula?
They didn't know what she was stealing like that.
They didn't know what she was
like,
stealing.
Come on now. Like, realistically, like, if you're going to steal...
So you mean they chased her down
yeah.
in the car.
Who the hell?
But they called the police. And if they called the police at, like, if you go steal from Target, right? And they called the police don't know exactly
they
what chase you stole. You,
they
will chase
you
ass
down.
They don't know what you
Target?
Stole. They don't know what you stole. Target called and Target probably told us
that
shit.
That shit insured. That shit not worth chasing anyway. That's why I don't give a fuck. Like, if I see a nigga steal from Target, bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm not about to snitch on you stole from Target. That shit is insured. That's a $1 billion corporation.
If that's your job is working at Target and your job is loss prevention, bro.
Do they got loss prevention at Target? I know because at Walmart, all they got the niggas is checking your receipts and shit.
I'm glad to know we had some shit Kodak and Little stealing from us.
All right, God damn.
That's how all our bottles and shit.
You know what I'm saying? But they don't need that shit. Yeah.
They don't need it.
All them bottles,
y'all not a corporation. Y'all my niggas.
You
I don't know the
corporation.
Niggas that.
Yes, we are.
I don't know.
What I'm saying is, I don't know the niggas that at Walmart. I know
so
y'all.
So what?
So fuck them. Fuck God people at Walmart. Man. Fuck Wally.
Where them folks' ass at?
Fuck them folks, man.
Where them folks' ass at? They can stand it.
Exactly. You say Walmart hurting because of $600 TV got got the overall mind. You think they hurting?
Hold on. What you just tried to
do? I'm going
to
be stealing. If I work that Walmart. Here you talking about.
Walmart,
my check going to be? Nigga, I got to steal.
Nigga paid $9 an hour and you.
I'm manifesting all these businesses for you. We talked about the Big Bang strip club. So Big Bang's department store. And you a billionaire.
If I own it, you ain't gonna lie, steal for myself.
So your employees,
Kodak.
I expect for them to steal.
You expect that's you real.
That shit come with
that's
it.
That's real. That come with it. Somebody gonna steal.
Man, did y'all see that lady who somebody had the who had a little barcode shit stapled to her hand?
Oh yeah,
and she was
fuck like, them folks. Steal
the TVs.
Steal. Steal.
TVs, days, lamb chops, computer
I
tablets.
Make it easy for them to steal my right. shit, but I expect for them to try.
At least try. Yeah.
Not come
TVs
with it.
And shit. Now that's just extreme.
Man, they be lamb steal chops, TVs everything, too. Man.
Fuck that shit. It's Walmart, man. $700 billion corporation. Fuck them folks.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You buy yourself on that because Walmart gonna call and try to give us a check and you just fumbled yours.
In that case, you go steal everything. You steal from Walmart. You steal yeah. from Best Buy. You steal from McDonald's. From you steal.
Steal from Victoria's Secret.
Exactly. They'll make you a thief.
I'm not a thief. I didn't say.
You steal it from all the places you in.
I didn't say I would, but I'm not about to stop somebody.
I don't
ring
up all my groceries on self checkout.
Oh, that's I don't even consider that's just law.
Y'all fucking stealing too.
Stealing,
y'all fucking stealing.
Wait, this nigga said it's law.
That's law. Oh, this shit ain't scanning. This shit ain't scanning either. This shit ain't scanning.
He got the shit all backwards.
So y'all
walking out that bitch.
Y'all looking to be crazy. Everybody done did the shit.
That shit didn't beep. Well,
that's they fault. Scream still in play. You walk up out of that bitch with a light sprint.
Yeah.
Sir, can I see your receipt?
Stealing, man. That's some bullshit.
That's stealing too.
You gonna put a computer there.
When you could have a person there that has a family that needs a job.
You're stealing from your fucking self. Man. You should have had a cashier. And yeah, a cashier man. On every aisle. If I go in there and there's two cashiers and two long ass lines, I'm finna get through this little self checkout and it is what it is.
And I'm finna check my
self checkout.
When I said it.
If it don't swipe, I'm gonna put it in the bag. And I'm gonna swipe the next one. If it don't swipe, I'm gonna put it in the bag.
What the
fuck? Until somebody says something.
I ain't even know.
He said he attempted to.
I attempted to.
I tried to do
it.
And it didn't swipe.
That shit said, hold on, wait for an attendant. I ain't waiting no fucking attendant. I'm gonna keep swiping because I got shit to do.
No, but you ain't even attempted to swipe.
Next. I didn't say I was gonna steal.
He just bagging it up.
I didn't say I was gonna steal shit. I said I'm not gonna stop you from stealing.
They at the bottom of the bucket. All these water they threw. All the other the high shit they threw. Pots and all that shit. Like I just getting all cash.
That's actually ours.
I'm ringing up 12 steaks as M&M's,
this
nigga.
This shit ain't finna be rung up.
You did that to yourself
you
with all that
the
automated
price.
Bullshit. It's the same thing
the
like
easy way out.
CVS and Walgreens. I'm going
y'all
there to get
gonna
some
have
snacks.
Big facts. That y'all gonna have big bags being eyeballed when we go into.
What's Cameron need looking?
They said they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Nah, ain't nobody fucking
with you. What does that mean for your integrity? I mean,
y'all integrity is messed up.
No, it ain't. No, man.
My integrity includes convenience.
Our integrity. You know what? You're right. The hell, man.
Yeah, you're right.
My integrity is the big ass corporations the big ass corporations be underpaying niggas anyway. So fuck that.
But I thought y'all said integrity is a matter of a personal.
That's how I personally feel.
My integrity compromised by steal from Walmart.
No moral. We said morals was more of a personal like belief.
It's all together.
Fuck Walmart, man.
I ain't gonna never in my life turn around and say I shouldn't have stole that chapstick. But I pick up a chapstick and put it on my lip, this mine.
Now, Walmart, if you want to sponsor Big Facts, we'll change our whole mentality on all.
Oh, for sure.
I'm still gonna get them. It's too free.
It's too free.
This shit too free, bro. Like, you ain't even trying to. Like, you go in and eat them chips, you gonna ring them up.
Nah, I ain't gonna ring up them chicken tenders either. I ain't ringing up them chicken tenders. I ain't ringing up that donut. I ain't ringing up nothing.
Well, we eating Lunchables and all. Shopping and eating, man.
And then throw the empty shit somewhere.
Because y'all should have had a little sample.
Y'all, y'all got the sample.
Y'all should have had a sample.
So I made my own sampler.
Yeah, I got to sample it myself.
Y'all just justified and validated everything that I was saying.
We are definitely justified.
You open up stuff in the store, and then you like
I open up grapes.
Like, no, I'm just saying, like,
but even I if try it's, shit.
Yeah, but look, when you open it and you want it, but let's say you open it and you want it, do you like put that one back and then go get a brand new one?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do black people do that?
Testers, man.
Like, why do black people? Why you just can't take the one you open?
I just left it for the next tester.
I'm screaming.
You should have a tester already. Bro, I'm opening this shit and smelling it, saucing it. What you think, baby?
Put your finger in it.
That shit back.
That's fucked up, man.
Nah, shit.
Damn, Yak.
But guess what? Them folk got enough money that they already done wrote all that off.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That these niggas get tax breaks. They underpay people. They got motherfuckers in there working for free. And you mad because I stole a $600 TV? Fuck you.
Well, damn. So yeah,
now your TV, you going to jail for TV. I ain't talking about appliances and
nothing
shit.
I've
never stolen
electronics.
I've never stolen a TV.
Don't go up in Best Buy trying that shit.
We talking about like never stolen a TV.
Hey, I'm talking some Oreos. Bro, I ain't trying to steal no TV.
And some Pringles and shit.
But I buy the motherfucker though, you get away with it.
Where is your integrity?
Hell yeah, half off.
Shit. I got this for free. Integrity. I got this TV for free. I'll give a bank for $200, man.
Fuck, I can't go get me two on. With your rogue is that? No integrity having that.
Look, man. Yo, shout over here defending billion-dollar corporations, man. Fuck them folks.
I ain't say I have.
Yes, she did. You talking? I ain't gonna steal from Walmart.
So this is crazy.
I get everybody though. CVS, Kroger. I just don't fuck around with Target.
Is there a karma attached to that? Since
karma,
yeah.
I'm asking a question. Is there a karma?
Do y'all
attached
believe
to
in karma?
Well, I guess you have to believe in karma.
I get karma from stealing from a billion-dollar corporation.
For fucking over people
in fire. What's
their
karma?
It might be.
They karma is me stealing that $600 TV.
It might be.
Damn. So y'all trying to justify y'all karma with stealing from these corporations.
These corporations is fucked up. These are not good people. How you think you get $100 million off being a good person?
Work our grandparents to the bone. And not give a fuck when they die.
Shit, they working our peers to the bone now.
Shit.
Yeah, I got you.
For $7.25 an hour.
But they still don't justify stealing.
They don't steal it because them people agreed to do that.
See, to me, I feel like that's all the validation that I need.
That shit is documented that they had them same folks who own them spots had slaves and shit.
Hell yeah, man.
How you think the Waltons got all their money?
The Waltons and the Rockefellers.
Yeah,
the Fitzgeralds and all those kind of people. God.
The Waltons are generational wealth from slavery.
You don't think so?
I didn't know that.
In some cases, for sure.
All cases.
Name
one.
The Rockefellers, the Cartwrights.
Name a nigga that own any of them big ass corporations that didn't have slaves.
Jeff Bezos.
They're 100% of them.
Bezos family didn't have slaves?
Mexicans, right? Spanish? Some shit like that.
Didn't they just get started?
They were slaves.
I'll fuck you.
Bezos' parents was rich. Gates' parents was rich. These motherfuckers just started
the people
by
on
themselves.
The board,
It's seven families that started all of the corporations.
Oh, the board.
You got the Rockefellers, the Cartwrights, hold on, I'm finna look.
Hey, you talking about less than 150 years ago. Yes, these motherfuckers had slaves. Yes. These motherfuckers had slaves. The Waltons, yes. Rockefellers, yes. All these Fords, yes.
So what's some things other than going broke or being broke or some shit that you feel like changed your integrity or your moral compass? Like,
love.
I think niggas compromise their integrity.
Integrity
to feed their family.
Yeah.
I think niggas would.
Of course.
You got the Rothschilds.
Like a female just love going to being strippers and all that shit.
Oh yeah.
They might not feel like I've never did that, but I got the body for it. I got to go make this money to feed my daughter, feed my little boy. And a nigga who might not want to sell cocaine or something to a female or somebody that remind them of their mama and their auntie, but they going to go ahead and do it and be like, damn. Because you got niggas that do that shit with regret, but I got to.
Because I ain't got no choice.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
feel you. I might ain't got to, but I done compromised my integrity for this shit. Yeah. Because this is the easy route, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right.
Thinking about these leaks I had, I had to.
Yeah, for real. Like, you just don't, I don't know. But I ain't saying it's right or wrong, but I done seen niggas compromise, even in this industry shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I know damn well I don't want to go out here and goddamn play a female in a role. But I got to feed my family. Like these, like all these people.
Like Wesley Snipes when he played Tu Wong Fu.
Just whoever, like, you know what I'm saying? Like when you see actors or rappers do certain shit, like, damn, why he do that?
Like the nigga from P-Valley.
I ain't never really watched P-Valley.
The rap nigga.
I never seen that.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
Y'all ain't saying P-Valley.
Yeah.
Can you cover back?
The gay rap nigga.
She said, can you come back from compromise?
From compromising your integrity.
I mean, you can forgive yourself
with that one, right?
You can forgive yourself, but still, like, if it's riding you. Like,
she's saying, can you come back with the opinion of people?
But in the court of public opinion, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, that shit going to ride with you forever.
Yeah,
if you feel strong about your integrity, that shit going to ride with you forever. Like, damn, I should have never did that. Like, you see shit on the internet that you did, you be like, damn, that ain't even me.
Yeah.
No matter what, whenever you see it, you're going to know, like, that wasn't me.
Permanent, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But certain permanent situations, will, like, you could jump out there.
Yeah.
It's just like going back and forth with a nigga on the internet. I did. And then you look back on it like, that shit was lame as fuck. That ain't even what I do. But it's like, fuck it.
It's over with now.
But every time you see it, kind of do something to you like, nah, I shouldn't even did that lame ass shit. But it is what it is. I got to stand on it.
Done, right.
Yeah.
So that's compromising your integrity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you can come back from it because I really don't give a fuck about it at the end of the day. Like.
Right.
Yeah.
But I still know I'd never do it again.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
And I think there's lessons learned sometimes in compromising the integrity. It could happen many different ways. Just lessons learned. You learn from it, then shit, it's a growing pain.
But different people look at shit different. I feel like we said before the shit came on, a bitch could look at a prostitute like, I'd never be a prostitute. But hugging integrity of being a prostitute might be, I'm going to make sure I get myself checked every month. I'm going to make sure we use condoms. For condom break, I'm going straight to the hospital. I ain't going to sleep with no other man before I make sure I'm good, whatever. And then you got this same woman saying this. She done been with 10 different niggas, had raw sex.
Or this same hoe saying that she'll never be a prostitute. She goes broke and can't pay her bills, and she starts sucking dick.
Nah, I ain't even saying that. Like, she might not never do that for money, but she's
doing it for free.
She's doing it for free.
Her life.
Yeah.
But a prostitute feel like, my integrity is, I gotta get paid for this. But she feel like, I'm making myself some bullshit by taking money, but you still taking dick.
Yeah, who's stupid? The dick taker.
Who got the best integrity?
The free dick taker.
But I think that integrity just is based off of themselves. It ain't based off of us and our judgment. You know what I'm saying? Like integrity.
That's where it goes in the morals.
Yeah. Integrity is.
That's where it goes in the morals.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. Like,
but if you sucking dick for free, well, you can be getting paid for it.
We don't start these conversations with you yet. Remember, you can't jump in.
Nah, cause that shit just that don't make sense.
What's that in your hand? How you gonna say it don't make sense? Who command?
So every time a woman suck a dick, she's supposed to charge?
No, I'm not saying she. I'm not saying she.
That's
like
what you was about to say.
We talking about the scenario given, right?
He's the purchaser.
No, we talking about the scenario given.
John.
We talking about the scenario we're talking about. We said if she out here fucked up and she's still sucking dick for free, meanwhile the other girl getting paid for it, shit.
Who said that?
Nobody. That's what he just said.
He didn't say.
Y'all twisting shit now. What's the next word we going to, bro? Because this shit too much.
What did you say?
He never said what she could pay.
I ain't say that.
Don't let him say that.
You wanted people to jump in with
that. All right.
Yeah. He fucked up.
Yeah.
The fans going, you know, they gonna read the comment. I'm read comment. I know I ain't tripping.
Nah, they gonna light that ass up. Jay said.
I said what?
You said that
I knew I would.
The free dick taker is the dummy. I did say that.
And you said she couldn't pay her bills.
Yeah, she couldn't pay her bills.
No. I didn't say she couldn't pay her bills. I said that the lady whose integrity is telling her that the lady that's getting paid the fuck is a bad person. Her integrity is going to change if she should go broke. And then she has to start getting paid to fuck so that she can pay her bills.
Yeah.
But who gonna pay her when she already been fucking for free? Ain't nobody gonna pay you.
You're not finna inflate these pussy prices.
Probably nobody.
Yeah, them numbers are. You gotta get them numbers right from the beginning. They gotta know do what you do. This ain't what you do.
Yeah.
He not lying though.
You don't think a girl can go like,
She gonna have to move out of town.
If McDonald's start, if McDonald's start charging Ruth Chris so prices, you still gonna pay that shit?
Shut up. Yeah, we don't jump in these with you.
Yeah. Then what the fuck?
You think a girl can wake up fuck? And say, "All right,
I'm a prostitute.
I'm about to. You know what? Today, this pussy is for sale. I'm not fucking nobody for free.
You ain't gonna be able to sell it to the niggas you already gave it to it for free."
Yeah, you're going to have to move out of town or something.
No, you got to move out of town. You just got to get some clients.
You got to start over. You can't
sell it to the same niggas who already been hitting that shit.
But if you fucking, but if you already fucked everybody for free.
Who's everybody?
Most people in that area.
She going to be able to, charge you.
You, John John.
She going to get someone else. 105.3 to beat, big homie chick.
No. Psych. Yeah. You gotta validate that.
Big homie's gonna purchase them yams. He don't give a damn.
But I find like, one. I don't know, man, what this subject was, but
integrity. Integrity. It ain't no was, it still is.
Integrity. My integrity would not allow me to go out bad.
What's go out bad?
Before I go out bad, I go out bad.
But what's go out bad?
Whatever that consists of.
But what does it consist
at that
of?
Particular
whatever
moment.
It consists of within me, like going out bad, like I just went out bad. Like my integrity won't allow me to be able to tell myself, man, you just went out.
You can only define that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can only define that within yourself. You
right.
Know
yeah.
What
I'm saying? Right.
All right, that makes sense. What about you yet?
Oh, now you want to know?
Yeah.
What was the question?
What would your integrity not allow you to do?
Shit. Paying more than $40 is going. Absolutely. It's really just doing some shit I would regret. That's again, that's pretty vague, but
yeah.
I would if that's really what it comes down
to. Allow you to go out bad.
Same shit, yeah.
Yeah.
That should be everybody like, I ain't gonna finna go out bad. And going out bad is what you feel like going out bad is. Not right, what everybody not else feels like.
Yeah. Because there's some shit that happened years ago, and I still be thinking about that shit like, damn, that shit was fucked up.
What happened?
What could I have done? Like, different shit. Like, it's different, like, personal and business shit that I did. Like, damn. When I went up to Charlotte, I did a.
Don't tell me.
Nah.
Don't tell me.
It was internship. I took to Charlotte. It was some shit for school, but I should have stayed in Atlanta because that shit didn't end up amounting to nothing.
God,
I wasted my time up there. Like
he went back door.
I want moral. That was.
Yeah, in tech, it was
a bad choice. That was just a bad choice.
Yeah, that nigga lying.
But for me, it felt like some integrity shit.
Oh, something else happened in Charlotte.
What
his name was? His integrity was fucked up.
Oh, what his name was?
Charlotte. I had him fucked up.
Oh yeah, the mega bus. Yuck.
You went to Charlotte and did what?
Yeah,
what you
do?
With
mega bus.
With when?
What? No, yeah, we trolling.
Yeah.
Hold on, the women ain't really said though. What's something that you'll never do like part of y'all?
Yeah, shy
women.
For me, queens. Honestly, I think. My integrity, I agree that integrity does change. Mm. My integrity changed once I had my daughter. Mm. So it was certain things that I didn't really give a fuck about prior. Mm. But then now that I have Chance, it's like, yo, I can't even do that because I got Chance. Mm. Like, it's certain things that I even think about doing. Fact. But I'm like, damn, I can't even do that because I got Chance. And I know I wouldn't want her to do this. Mm. So I think I think about it. I already told y'all. Like, I think about going on Instagram, be a little Insta thotty sometimes. But I can't do that because I got my daughter. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? I can't do an OnlyFans.
But you would if you have a daughter?
If I had my daughter and I was already on Instagram with my bikini on and shit, hell yeah, I have an OnlyFans. It makes sense. You already on there with a bikini, my girl, get a little checky check. I ain't saying I'll be on OnlyFans having sex and all that, right. But I for sure, if I'm on Instagram with a bikini, you're going to see it on the OnlyFans.
You're going to do the Ruby Rose.
I would have for sure did if I didn't have my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be kind of fun.
Okay.
Situational integrity.
Yeah, it just depends. I think everybody, depending on like as a father, situation? You wouldn't do certain things because you got your daughter now. Yeah.
No, as a husband, I wouldn't do certain things that I know I want to do and I just can't do.
Exactly.
So I gotta have this type of integrity for my wife.
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause.
What about you?
Huh?
Lord.
Integrity.
My integrity?
Yeah, what's one thing? What was the question?
What couple of things that I wouldn't do?
Yeah, you wouldn't compromise your
integrity. Contact what?
Your fucking vape, I guess. Go ahead.
I know one of those things is I never rat on my friends. I never rat on my friends. I would never, abandon my friends or, do anything or, fuck my friends over in any situation.
But what's something maybe in the last 5-10 years attached to your integrity that might have shifted?
And when you say that, what do you mean?
Again, back to the basics of some person. I'll never smoke weed, and they start. It could be some simple.
Or
shit.
I never hang around this type of person that do this type of shit. And you've been around that person, you find out they've been doing that type of shit, but now you still hang around them.
You know what? I do got a better example because I don't think
that's integrity though.
Your integrity can be that because your integrity could be based off like I never hang around somebody that I don't know. That beat his wife. Like any man that beat his wife, fuck them. I don't hang around niggas that beat their wife or whatever. And then you find out from your homeboy wife, like, damn, he used to beat my ass last year. Like, then now what?
That was last year.
Yeah, that ain't got nothing to do with me now.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it changes then, right?
Look, what I about to say, because I've called you about this a few times, like, and work, especially working in media, because shit, I used to work with TNZ, like, media integrity, because this has been a bunch of shit that I was like, damn, bro, if I put this shit out, I'm gonna be that nigga, but. It's kind of fucked up to put out.
Yeah, Kodak could call me about some shit. I was like, bro, don't call me. No. Don't do it.
He wanted to do it.
No, so, but exactly, though. He wanted small to do part, it.
But I knew it would have been fucked up.
Y'all fucked up.
I knew it would have been fucked up.
But I step back and say, you can do it, but just understand when it come, what come with that.
But I ain't never
walk outside and somebody just punch you in the face.
But I've always made the right decision in those moments. It's been real.
Only because you called me.
That's the only reason you made it.
You done put some shit out there before, and I'd be like, bro, you didn't call me about that one.
Damn, call him out.
Basically, your media integrity is some shit
that's questionable.
No, it's definitely not questionable. I've never done anything that would have been really fucked up.
You will make a conscious effort not to put out anything that's going to destroy somebody's life.
Facts.
Okay.
Because it's been shit that's happened that I've had like. Exclusive info on. I'm like, bro, I can't do this shit.
Mm-hmm. Nah, with the media shit, I feel you on that because it's just certain shit. No matter what a nigga got, ops, whatever, we don't want to talk about your ops unless you bring them up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't trying to lead no young nigga into no type of conversation about no beef. I don't want you to lead. Even if you bring it up, we're going to be like, can y'all fix it? Or
right.
That shit, you know.
The what positive
saying?
Aspects of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's my integrity when it comes to this media shit. Like, I don't want to see no nigga lead this motherfucker. With added on beef from Big Facts. Like, lead a motherfucker go kill a nigga or go get killed behind some Big Fact company.
Some shit that we restarted up.
Never
here.
To happen. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Right.
You think that will fuck up our integrity?
No, I'm saying. My integrity.
I just don't want that on my heart. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, for example, just.
Would it fuck up our brand?
Like, the brand, like our integrity, let's say, hypothetically speaking, two rappers came and some shit happened afterwards, right? And yeah, we did do the whole standard, you know, y'all should try to fix this shit, but then somebody get killed. Well, you think that that
would
be
we can't control what they do. We can only control what we do.
But we're not finna hype up an already known issue, between the two people, yeah.
Right. But you would still feel bad because it's like
I wouldn't feel bad because I know how I felt about the situation.
It's in your heart,
when niggas come up here, I tell them, like, bro, we don't want to discuss that. We want to discuss you, your life,
and what you got going on. Yeah.
If you feel like you just a hothead, you want to get out what you do. Whatever happened after that, that's your choice. That ain't our choice.
Yeah. Right?
We're gonna put that shit out and let it do numbers, but that ain't our choice. Cause that ain't what we own.
Like, yeah, we're not in this shit for clickbait and all that.
Our
shit.
Our morals, the shit that we standing on. It's not even allowing us to compromise.
Even
our
touch on that subject.
Gotcha. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I ain't gonna feel no type of way because I already know coming into this shit, when you first sat down, I went on that.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Man, if you getting off of it, hell yeah, we're gonna get to the facts of it because that's what you wanna talk about.
Mm. Right.
But you're not gonna force that shit out of nigga.
Nah, hell nah. I'm gonna try to deflect them when he start trying to come out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, how's the weather?
Yeah, exactly. We're gonna try to deflect it, but now if you just come out your mouth and say what you say, we ain't erasing nothing. Mm-hmm. Put it out.
Yes.
Unless it's just too much. Like, some niggas done came up here and said some shit, I would like, erase that out.
Hell no. Yeah.
He feel like he want that out, but he don't want that out.
Right.
And then after I talk to the nigga, he be like, well, hell, that part, bro, I didn't even want it out. And that done happened with the biggest interviews. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We take some shit out just because we don't want that said on our show.
Yeah.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, other people might, let that shit go.
And then after the fact, the nigga will think about it for real and be like, damn, Black was right.
Exactly.
He just saved
me. He compromised his integrity for some clickbait shit that we didn't even allow to come out.
Right.
Right.
And if we did that, we'll feel fucked up.
And then our integrity would be
questioned. Exactly.
Right.
Because that shit rolled all the way to the last day a couple of times. I be like, nah, Screen, take that shit out. They don't even let me go out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because I just know, even though we ain't on no bullshit, I know what it's going to lead to. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Or what it's going to look like and how people going to perceive.
Fuck what it's going to look like, what it's going to do for our brand. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
They sat down, even when the little young nigga said whatever he said, we sat there and listened to him say his truth.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then people judged.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
We don't give a fuck about their judgment at all.
No, I'm just saying.
But it's just like, it was just crazy how people took that one little piece and twisted it and didn't even know the rest of the story.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but when we first started this shit, I told them, we ain't talking about no beef shit, man. Like, yeah. I don't feel like that shit is necessary. Niggas talking about enough in their songs and whatever. What the fuck? We gonna talk about what you got going on, your life. You know what I'm saying? You're female.
Real life shit. Yeah, real life shit.
The facts. We don't want to know it. Because when you talking about beef, you talking about your opinion. You telling your side of the story. So niggas ain't going to always bring facts when they talking about beef.
Right.
It would only make sense and it's not a reality if
you had both parties.
Exactly.
Now it makes sense because y'all decided that y'all want to talk about this and have us
a sit down.
Mediated.
You know what I mean?
A mediated sit down.
For sure. But not, we ain't on that.
And you seeing how far the brand can get when you take account of what niggas may be going through and don't acknowledge that bullshit. Like, you look at some of these other platforms, they gotta do that shit to get their clicks. Mm. We ain't gotta do that.
Never. It's all in conversation. No, I like this Big Fat Friday shit, because we just chilling, talking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That other shit, the Big Facts, you know, that's our baby, that's our go to, but with that, I'm more careful to try to strategize. I mean, try to strategically have a conversation with a nigga instead of talking about
everything like
the
we
typical
did
shit. Like when they see this week on Big Facts, they probably think they talking about that. Nah, we ain't.
Yeah,
get it out your head. I don't give a fuck who you see on our spot.
Right, mm-hmm.
Get it out your head that we talking about that unless they talk about it.
Right, we can't control what they do.
Yeah, we can't control that. But if anything, we want to goddamn see these young niggas squash their beef and move
and
past
go up and fucking get a whole bunch of money and get rich.
Facts. Mm-hmm. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So can integrity...
You think if people squash their beef, that it'll change their integrity?
What you mean?
Like being that, like they're in, like they may have beef.
Are they weak for squashing the beef?
Their integrity,
beef,
right?
Beef is
so
more.
Then, like,
I think beef is more ego. Attached to ego than yeah. integrity.
I think squashing a beef to some niggas would be compromising their integrity because it would be going against what they felt like they needed to stand on. That. Initially caused the beef in the first place.
But then when you turn around and just think about all this shit, all this fake ass beef shit, it really just put niggas in bitch ass nigga. You really just put you in a like some bitch shit. Especially if ain't nothing, nobody got smoked or nothing, nobody got the fight. You know I'm saying like the back and forth, just the bitchy shit.
Mm-hmm.
When it ain't that, I feel like that shit need to be automatic squashed.
Mm-hmm.
Like if ain't nothing happen before something happened.
Before something happened.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, with all beefs, you really can't determine how it started.
Right.
Never. Like you never. Nobody ain't,
think they remember.
Nobody. It don't be done started by nothing but some looks or some comments. Because nobody ain't took nothing from nobody. Ain't nobody did nothing. Nobody. Ain't nobody fucked nobody wife. Ain't nobody did shit besides talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now we finna goddamn throw our lives away over some talk.
Mm-hmm. Ego.
That shit go against your integrity.
It should. Yeah. It should.
Yeah.
When right. you think about it, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like it, like you said, it'll be just all ego driven. Like, nigga tried me. Mm-hmm. What that mean? You know what trying you is? Mm-hmm. Nigga taking something from you. Nigga breaking in your house. Mm-hmm. Nigga stealing your car. Nigga goddamn shooting at you. That's trying you. Mm-hmm. Nigga talking, that ain't trying you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a test.
But what if they take that as somebody talking at them as them going out bad? Like you, like we just.
They still a test going out bad to who? Hey, you went out bad to yourself?
Like if they saying like, oh, by them doing all this whooping, you trying to make me go out bad. And I ain't about to go out bad.
They still childish though, if you think about it. Because I done been in the same position. Like, mm-hmm. trust me. But when I think about it, it's still me being a bitch.
At the end of the day?
At the end of the day, you still being a bitch because yeah. you taking a nigga words as value.
Mm.
Okay, when you say them words, that's cool. Yeah. When you see me, if you acting on those words, then that's different.
That's different.
Got you. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Now you got to protect your integrity.
Because yeah, exactly. Because with those words that you said on the internet, I'm really just responding because I feel like people heard you.
Yeah, but that goes back to what Shantae said last year on one of our episodes when it comes to people in relationships. Like, so a lot of times when you in a relationship, the only reason that the woman feels a way about certain shit that she's been accustomed to is because she feels like people have seen it or people know about it. Now she feels like she has to feel a way for the public eye.
It's still pride, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It still ain't never pride at the end of the day because
yeah,
if you start thinking about it, everybody's going to start thinking about it.
Right.
You only making them think about it when you letting them know it's affected you.
Right.
A nigga say some shit about you and you never say nothing about it, never then, man, that shit don't be nothing.
At all. At all.
You see me and you act on it, that's when it's something.
Right.
You know how much shit they saying about niggas at the top? You gonna never make it to the top if you goddamn worry about what a nigga saying.
Facts.
Biggest.
Facts.
Biggest.
Like, you just talking. You know I be it. If you feel that way, come pull say up. That shit right here.
Right.
Then that's when it becomes
do or die.
Mm. Or protecting your integrity.
You exactly. Know, that's when it becomes that. That's when it becomes disrespect. Mm. You can't disrespect me on the internet by talking.
Right.
I had to get to that point.
Right.
Because I used to feel like, how the fuck a nigga for you? Niggas that tried me. No, you didn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You just tried it. You didn't try me.
Right.
Mm. You tried the internet.
You tried the platform.
Yeah,
right.
You tried it. You didn't try me.
Right.
Right.
So when you take certain shit to heart, it's like you really putting yourself in a bitch position. Mm. That'll go back and forth. Bitch ass nigga, like you doing, like females do.
Yeah, only hoes go back and forth.
Yeah, but when you see a nigga, when you take it for what it is, okay, you talking. When I see you, please don't be talking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and please don't think you finna violate my personal
just
space.
Just go the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Please, you know what I'm saying? This just what it is.
Just like, please. Mm-hmm. Just please.
You think them folk goddamn in them boardrooms and everywhere else ain't hearing shit that goddamn, like, they're just like goddamn McDonald's and Wendy's. You think they ain't goddamn saying fuck McDonald's in their commercials in the way that they saying it?
Mm. Burger King is definitely saying fuck me.
Yeah, but them
definitely.
Folks ain't pulling up skiing at them folks right. Like that shit.
They handling their business, but they ain't handling that business because they ain't stunned that shit.
They making the Mac Rib sandwich. We gonna make a Mac Rib then since you talking about Big Mac.
They capitalizing out the situations too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people
see that's another thing. Could do. We don't capitalize off of our situations.
We don't. We minimalize.
We don't make no money off that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like niggas say, goddamn, you can't make no watch with boxing gloves on. You always fight. You can't even count money with boxing gloves on.
Mm.
You can't do nothing fighting all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real shit. I just got that in reading. Like, you can't do shit with boxing gloves on but fight.
But fight.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. I like that one.
That's the truth, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, man. I just feel like take it for what it's worth, man. You know what I'm saying? Take it in. Now you see a nigga, take it in. You can take it in for whatever you take it in as, but your response is what make it. What puts you in this in the box with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Your reaction.
They've thrown out to you some energy, and the energy that you give it can make that shit a bigger energy, or it'll just fizzle out most times if you just don't.
That's what I have made a part of my integrity. I feel like that's going out bad.
Mm-hmm.
If I indulge in that, I feel like when I indulge in that type of shit, internet shit, that's going out bad. Because I remember times they had to beg me to get on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even get an Instagram or shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To what it was like 2019, 2018. When I got an Instagram 2017, Jay made a page.
Mm.
And I always felt like that shit was what it was. Mm. I felt like how Shantae say, I'm going to say something.
Mm.
Because I'm taking it personal. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to grow past that and be like, okay, you already done seen what that lead to.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't never put a red nose on your face. Now you're a clown.
Mm.
Yeah.
When that go against your morals, going back and forth, like, you look at niggas on the internet and be like, man, it's internet shit. Like, I hated that shit.
Mm. He used to call niggas and be like, man, take that shit down, man. That exactly. shit lame.
Still the same like, way, but then you get caught up in that shit when it's you.
It's a drug.
Because now it's your feelings.
Mm. Yeah.
And your emotions start getting involved, like, nigga tried me. Mm-hmm. Ain't that shit, it's the internet. How a nigga try you when they don't know you?
You right.
How a nigga try you when they do know you?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
So you finna take this shit so personal to the point that this shit can lead to some real shit.
So that's the big, that's probably the biggest attack on the world's integrity right now is probably social media.
Facts. Mm.
That's the biggest attack on it.
Facts.
Because it's so easy to go in there and compromise your integrity and you might not even be realizing you're doing it in the heat of the moment.
That's with anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's with anything. That's with goddamn, like she said, being a thot on Instagram, with anything that you know you wouldn't do, but you know I ain't getting no likes just posting my face.
Yeah.
That's just ass.
Fuck that integrity.
Real shit. I'm trying to get some likes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you seeing the people that's actually doing that is actually getting money.
Yeah.
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 This shit designed, man. Like, we ain't going to go into that conversation, but it's designed to fuck a nigga whole mind frame up, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Don't compromise your integrity.
Triple dot.
No, triple dot.
Yeah, okay, but that there. Shit, yeah, that shit's something else. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like when you compromising your integrity, do you know you're doing it?
Yeah.
Not so all
it,
the time.
You know, it depends.
Not all
you know,
the
it's
time.
Different levels. Go ahead.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. It's different.
I feel like when you doing sometimes, some shit you know you ain't got no business doing or you know that like you usually wouldn't do, like something is telling you like, man, this ain't it.
There's a level. Like, there's a level.
That ain't gotta be that ain't nobody gotta be in your integrity. That could just be like
your intuition.
Yeah, that could be like this wrong, but shit, I feel good doing it.
Yeah.
But don't you have you had that? I think we all had that moment where there's that level of hot where you just can't think straight. And you don't realize till afterwards, damn, I kind of compromised my integrity. Like, I shouldn't have did that shit. Yeah. But it's that level of hot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That level of hot where you
work on my temper and all that shit.
Your brain can't even.
Yeah, mad.
Yeah, your brain, you like, you're not even yourself. And people are, you know, people will be looking at somebody like that. Like, why do I, like, calm down? Just calm down. And you can't calm down because you reach that level of hot. That's another way you can compromise your integrity.
Yeah.
Right.
And do some shit that you ain't mean to do.
Nah, yeah, you definitely can compromise your integrity in the heat, like you say, in the heat of a moment.
Right.
Like an argument or, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuel, like you fueling with somebody. Mm-hmm. Me and Jade into it, and I just say some shit that I know I don't mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I got to stand on it because I said it.
Mm-hmm.
Because my pride, now pride don't want to make me be like, well, I don't mean that, Jay. I apologize.
Right.
I'm like, I was so mad at that point. Bitch, fuck you. Mean, I mean that. Mm-hmm. But I don't mean it.
And especially on some marriage shit, I made it a point to add apologizing to my moral compass and integrity because I used to not understand that shit either. But I was wrong. The first time you say that shit, it feels a little weird, but eventually it's like, shit, if I was wrong, I was wrong.
I'm always wrong.
I was crying.
I apologize for shit I know I ain't. I'm right, but I'm wrong.
Happy wife, happy life.
Right.
I know I'm right, and you know I'm right, but I'm sorry. Let's stop talking about this shit.
Right. Just picking your battles.
God damn.
Picking your battles wisely. Choosing your battles wisely. We got bigger and better shit to argue about than this bullshit.
Right, we got to fight the world together.
We got a real argument coming up.
Yeah, we got to fight the world together. We can't fight each other.
Arguing over this shit. Cause
I'm wrong because I've been wrong by a lot of shit.
So I'm going to just take this L.
So I've been wrong for him. I'm wrong because what I did in 1919.
Overall. Overall, you're wrong.
Oh, in your former life.
So I'm wrong.
Overall, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what it is, man. Don't compromise your integrity, but do check us out at www.bigfactspod.com.
Salute.
Do everybody have integrity, though?
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfaxpod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.